Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to episode 650 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm an executive job search and leadership coach, the head coach of Job Search Coaching HQ.com, and I'm a man who is waiting for his damaged computer to come back from Dell. The damage was my fault, and fortunately I have insurance to cover it, but I'm without. So the production values on the show are not what they normally are. No intro music, no outro. You know, it's all a one-cut recording rather than my recording certain things separately. So I apologize for that. I hope to be back fully operational next week. But in the meantime, I'm recording live doing one cut. And today, I continue with my theme for 2017 of helping you with interviews. That's exactly what I'm going to cover all of 2017. Tough interview questions, how to interview more effectively, things along those lines. So I hope you find this show helpful, and if you do, please give it 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. It does help other people discover the show. Now, with that, let me get on to today's question, which is, how did you prepare for this interview? Which I think is a wonderful question and really one that's designed to give you an opportunity to sell yourself. Now, the first thing you do is pause for a moment to not make it seem like you have a canned answer for them. So you pause for a second. I'm going to try and illustrate this. You pause after you hear the question. How did I prepare? Man, there's so many things I did, and you start getting enthusiastic, and you can go on to say, look, I went on to a bunch of your social media profiles. I started to do research into the firm, and depending upon the role that you're in, you can talk about some of the things that you might have discovered from a marketing perspective, sales perspective, how they do things, and trying to get an understanding. You could pull out a list of questions that you had prepared, pull them out from your briefcase, or I could show you my laptop or my iPad, exactly what I did in the way of creating questions for this meeting so that I would make sure to cover some points. And the idea is not just simply what you say, but it's going to be the excitement with which you say it that's going to be so important for them. So, the thing not to do is, I looked up the firm on Wikipedia, or I went to the website and looked around for fill in the blank 5 minutes, 10 minutes. They know that you didn't do an in-depth look if you went to the website, but you could start by saying, I start to do the basic, background informational checks about the firm on the website to learn, the public face of the firm. I went to the YouTube channel. I started following you on social media, so I found your Twitter handle. I looked you up on LinkedIn. We weren't, first or second level connections, so I saw a certain limited amount. But then I used some of the Chrome extensions I know about in order to get more information about you, which led me to some of your other social media accounts. Notice the thoroughness and the excitement with which I'm speaking. That will create the real impression more than the actual data. From their standpoint, if they get the idea that you did minimal preparation, they're not excited about you because you weren't excited about them. But to see that you took it seriously says something to them about you that's important for them to hear. So whether true or not, that's the way to approach it. And the one thing you have to be careful about is, if you talk about going to a LinkedIn profile, there are some people in some fields who don't have LinkedIn profiles. So that part has to be true. So you can't just blow smoke at them and be exposed as a liar. So do minimally always look for a LinkedIn profile. And there are Chrome extensions like Prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, that will let you look at a profile of someone that you don't have a direct connection with and get access to sometimes their email address, most of the time their email address, sometimes their phone number, and some of the other websites and social media accounts that they're associated with. So that's the way to answer the question. Hope you found this helpful, and if you'd like to engage with me, I want to suggest a couple of ways that you can do it. The first one is connect with me on LinkedIn. Send a connection request to my page at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. I accept connection requests from people all over the world, except if your profile looks like a spammer or scammer profile, except if you're a third-party recruiter. Next, I'd love to coach you, and if you're an executive looking for a position, this question was really ideal for you. But if you'd like coaching from me, one-to-one coaching, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. And I'll repeat that, Jeff Altman, J-E-F-F-A-L-T-M-A-N, @thebiggamehunter.us. To give you a sense of what I charge, it's $175 for a half hour, $325 for a full hour, and if you want to do four 1-hour sessions or 8 half-hour sessions, that's $1,150. So I'm not cheap, I'm not super expensive, but if you're an executive, I can tell you from others' experiences that they've had a very worthwhile experience working with me. So again, that's a sense of my rates. If you're not an executive, JobSearchCoachingHQ.com is the best way to find out more from me and work with me. I have curated information that I've developed that you can watch, listen to, or read that's going to help you find work more quickly. All my books and guides to job hunting are there, articles I've written, curated podcasts and videos, all designed to help you. Again, JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. I have a 7-day free trial for you to check it out, and after that, it becomes $49.99 per month, or their packages for 3 or 6 months. If you're an executive, you can try that as well to find out more from me. But there's material there that's not for executives as well. So, again, that site is JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. Hope you found this show helpful, and I hope to have you back tomorrow for more. Have a great day. Take care.